With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is asking the Supreme Court for help with the administration's military ban on those posing as the opposite sex. It's asking the High Court to lift an injunction that blocked the ban on openly transgender military service members. The White House says the injunction from the lower court usurps the authority of the president as commander-in-chief. President Trump rebukes Russian President Vladimir Putin after a Russian attack on the Ukrainian capital. President Trump was asked why he posted Vladimir stop on social media after Russian attacks.
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it. That's what I meant.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says that House Republicans are facing a crucial moment that could determine their political survival. Bernie Bennett has more.
The National Republican Congressional Committee said 26 House Democrats are vulnerable in the 2026 midterms, giving Republicans an opportunity to grow their slim majority in the chamber. During an appearance on Fox, Gingrich said the party must unite and finalize key legislative priorities by Independence Day if it hopes to maintain its majority in 2026. Gingrich also pointed out the importance of President Donald Trump's involvement and said that the president must secure GOP control of both chambers to implement his second-term agenda. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A news report may have scared off Columbia University pro-Hamas students who plan to set up a tent encampment to protest the continuing Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. According to reports, dozens of students held a secret meeting in Brooklyn where they organized an encampment for Thursday and Friday, similar to the one that caused chaos on campus last year. Universities sent out an alert warning students they would be arrested if they set up tents. Security checkpoints were put in place, locked gates, and police were there. No protesters showed up. This is SRN News. Drag Queen Story Hour goes nationwide.
Instances of local libraries hosting men dressed as women reading picture books to small children began as an isolated phenomenon. But now an organization called Drag Story Hour has established a website to bring these performances to places all across the country. DSH has affiliates in 27 cities that will help book Drag Queen Story Hour at any public library. The organization is also establishing affiliates in foreign countries to export the practice. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Institutes of Health will no longer provide grant money to any college or university that boycotts Israel. It's all part of President Trump's efforts to root out anti-Semitism in America's higher education system. Every year, the NIH hands out tens of billions of dollars in the form of 50,000 or more academic and research grants. The new policy defines a boycott as refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations. This is SRN News. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he sees a troubling trend at America's higher learning institutions.
It's not like there's not a problem.
And Dr. Oren says it's not just that colleges like Harvard are teaching students
not to like the United States of America, and not to like the values that America is founded on.
But when they protested President Trump's threat to freeze Harvard's funding, Oren notes faculties around the country held their first demonstration on the date of Columbia's first pro-Palestinian rally.
So now the counter argument against the Trump administration is pro-Palestinian and anti-Israeli.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Texas lawmakers pass a $1 billion education bill that allows families to use public money to pay for private school tuition. Thursday's vote is a major victory for school voucher proponents. More details at srnnews.com.